Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 17th of July, recording at 8:48 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, first the highlights here. It seems as if stock markets are taking a bit of a breather. Nothing big on the downside, nothing big on the upside here today. Asian markets a bit mixed, China steadier, Hong Kong, Taiwan, all steadier. Others, little bit of easing. India quiet. European markets a little bit softer here for the most part today. And Wall Street is, well, it's halved some gains that it had seen earlier in the day. It's currently up a little bit as I speak, 35 on the Dow, 135 on the S&P. NASDAQ doing a little better. And in terms of long-dated government bond futures, they have all eased in here today, but are still very much within trading ranges. And the US dollar index will... we actually have an up day, although it's marginally so it's really more a case of it stopped going down, at least for a day. There's certainly no upside oomph for the dollar against any currency, except maybe the yen. It's up 42 ticks to 122.32. Dollar and the yen continue to leapfrog each other in terms of being the weakest currency. And in metals, well, the precious were weaker earlier in the day, but then mostly recouped it. Gold bullion's down 20 cents in after-hours trading here. Well, it's not after-hours yet, but it's at 664.70. And crude oil's been a bit volatile in here. It was down, and then it rallied up at one stage to 75.35, that's NYMEX. Currently 74.07, that's down 8 cents. And the gasoline is down. That's been soft here in recent days. And I think the heating oil is off as well. Soft commodities, corn still coming down. Corn's become a front page item. Good contrary indicator there. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, they are pretty well all within their ranging upward trends. That's the vast majority at any rate. There are a few that are not so obvious. Japan, which is mostly range bound, has a weak bank sector, unlike the rest of Asia. Banks are the Achilles heel here for these stock markets. The warning signals are flashing a bit, certainly for the Western banks, certainly for the Japanese banks. This sector is often a lead indicator, and it's not surprising that the markets that are doing best of all have had roaring banking sectors. And those have been, well, Taiwan is a classic example, Korea before Taiwan and its huge surge. The banks were racing ahead. And we have seen the strength of Indian banks recently, Thai banks. So it's an important lead indicator, and it remains a concern that the U.S. banks are so soft. Number of these indices are short-term stock market indices in general, now broader stock market indices, are short-term overbought, and a number of them are up at the higher side of their ranges. Now, a few have punched through, and a reasonable number have punched through, but then there are some that haven't, particularly in in Europe, and it wouldn't surprise me if they ranged a bit further in here, and that would provide a little bit more mean reversion in terms of the 200-day moving averages best seen on the weekly candlestick charts. But overall, this is not a bearish outlook. Sure, there are warning signs that we need to pay attention to. There always are. I would not want to see long-dated government bond yields spike again, and that would be a pretty dramatic message for stock markets. They wouldn't like it, and neither would most other asset markets. But that's not happening at the moment. These long-dated government bonds are in a ranging phase at the moment, and that could go on for quite some time, not least because some of the inflationary pressures have moderated. We've had a plethora of articles on food inflation quite recently, but some of these prices are falling back, and that's not yet making the news stories. Overall, I regard the whole resources sector as being in a secular bull market, but it's not exponential, or at least not for the sector as a whole. It may be that way for a while, with some of the individual commodities, and then they top out and fall back quite sharply. So, tying that in with stock markets, I think we're in an environment where we can just squeak by without all that much inflationary pressure. And I mean, central banks know how much money they've created. They also know that the first genuinely synchronized global economic expansion in human history here, and I'm talking about one that embraces so many countries and so many of the large population countries that previously weren't a factor, that is inflationary in its own right, in terms of not least its demand for resources. Now, there are also partially offsetting factors, and that is that wages competition helps, due to globalization, help to keep some of those inflationary pressures downwards. So my best guess is that we're in an environment where central banks won't really be able to relax that much, but they don't need to panic here and overreact in terms of interest rates. So maybe, just maybe, the ECB raises interest rates another 25 basis points this year. And I think it's probably likely that the Bank of England will do the same, taking them up to 6%, but then that's it. And I think that overall, this could well be an environment where stock markets hold reasonably steady in here and then have perhaps quite a firm fourth quarter of the year, in line with the third year of the US presidential cycle, which about which I have spoken so often and written about from time to time as well. Okay, out there at some stage, though, the global economy will presumably pick up, maybe in 2008 or 2009. I certainly would expect that to happen, get into overheating, push interest rates up higher, and increase the risk of a bear market. But I think it's not a serious risk. Some markets, yes, valuations are a bit pricey, not least in the US, but and then you have the China example, some of the Eastern European stock markets, India, although it's less overvalued certainly than it was at the beginning of the year, and you have some quite inexpensive markets. Thailand, some of the resources producers. Thailand is among the resources producers, but has other things as well, as you know. So valuations across the board are not at some sort of terrifying level. And when I say across the board, I'm talking about global markets. Okay, precious metals still off the radar here in terms of investor interest. And that suggests to me that they are still very much in this lengthy medium-term correction following their surge up to an unsustainable accelerated peak back in May 2006. But I maintain that for the patient, there buys uneasing, and that the next big move will be upwards. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if that didn't commence before year end. And industrial metals. Now, today, once again, we've had lead up quite strongly in here today, and nickel moving lower. Nickel had been a tower of strength earlier in the year, predictably topped out, and is in a medium-term correction, which is likely to be lengthy, although I suspect nickel is getting close to a floor. I think it's only $2,000 away from that $30,000 level, and I think that's again it'll be a big pullback, and that's far enough in all probability. I think that will be a floor region for nickel. But more importantly than what I think is what the charts will show us, and they say it hasn't bottomed yet. Now, lead is an absolute tower of strength. You go back to 2003, and it was below $500. Today, it is at $3,210. That's some move, isn't it? And the uptrend is steepening, so lead is rapidly, in terms of probably time and price, approaching a significant medium-term peak. And then it'll lose its backwardation and top out and get a big medium-term correction. And lead is doing what we saw with copper last year, and looks very much like that. And it's not unlike what nickel did. Nickel's was just a more orderly advance that went on for longer, whereas copper and lead have these steepening, accelerated advances. And the other metals are just in various stages of ranging, all within their secular bull markets. And the agricultural commodities, again, I think a lot depends on weather. And then the big guessing game is, when is China going to pounce and import a lot more? And of course, when everybody's talking about that and expecting it, then China releases a little bit of something. So they're going to be as cagey as they can be, just like any other investor, let alone consumer of these resources. And cotton, for instance, today, Owen commented on cotton today, had an article on cotton, and that showed a bit of a downward dynamic in here today. So I think that's checked the advance for cotton, and now it'll probably go into some sort of small ranging consolidation, forming what is likely to be the first step above the big multi-year base formation that you can see on the weekly charts. Now, oil. A little bit on oil before I sign off. Oil has been very much a front page story in recent days. Now, that's not surprising because we've seen NYMEX crude and particularly Brent get up within a very close range of last year's peaks, all-time peaks in numerical terms, not in real inflation-adjusted terms. We had gasoline do that a little earlier on. And as I say, they become front-page stories. I mean, the Financial Times, I think, on the front page of both its main section and its second section, and then it had that report on that 5-year forecast that we were going to get into supply troubles and so on. Now, I think oil is in a long-term bull market, and when that got down to $55, veteran subscribers will recall, or can be checked out easily enough in the archives, said that was it. You know, that looked like a good bottom area in the mid to low 50s, and that it was on its going to head on its way back up again. But seeing it move up to being a front page news item, and seeing gasoline, which got there first, showing some loss of momentum and rolling over a little bit, I think that we're going into a reaction, small correction mode for oil. I think this is spilling over now. And I'm not looking for any big downward move, certainly nothing like what we saw last year and at the beginning of this year. That was a major medium-term correction. But I would look to see some backing and filling by oil. So that's saying that it's probably going to range. These petroleum contracts probably range sideways to a bit lower here over the short and possibly medium term before that secular bull market resumes once again, driven by rising global demand. That's it, folks. All the best.